Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Pharisees were close. They were dead wrong, but they were close. They accused Jesus of driving out demons by the power of Beelzebul, Satan. There was no middle ground, no fence sitting. Either Jesus did what he did by the power of Beelzebul or by the finger of God. Jesus himself acknowledged this to be the case. Either it was by the power of Satan or by the power of God. And so he acknowledged that at least in seeing things in their extremes, the Pharisees were correct. They were wrong in that they picked the wrong extreme. If it is by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come among you. There can be no middle ground. Jesus is not another nice guy, a prophet with a wise moral teaching, some figurehead or a good example. He is either your Lord or your enemy, your advocate or your adversary. What the Pharisees got right, the world wants to get wrong. They want to find in Jesus a comfortable friend or an advice-giving sage. They want him to be peaceful like Gandhi or welcoming of all people to be his neighbor like Fred Rogers. But the Pharisees knew what the world ignores. There are no other gods. There is only the one true triune God, and there is the devil who rebelled against him. There is no pantheon of competing gods who will each claim their respective followers when they all have died. There is one God, and you either serve him or you serve Beelzebul, the devil. Whoever is not with me, Jesus said, is against me. If it is by the finger of God that Jesus drives out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. Those in the church are not immune from this kind of sinful thinking. Who does not want a casual, comfortable Jesus? Not one who should be feared or revered. A Jesus who walks with you and talks with you, who sips coffee with you and laughs at all your jokes, is preferable to the Jesus in his blazing glory when he was transfigured. A Jesus who will be your close friend and provide that relationship that's missing in your life is better for you than a Jesus who demands your reverent attention, your holy lifestyle, your humble adoration. And who doesn't want his Christianity to be as comfortable as his Christ? But this mild-mannered, fence-sitting Christianity that cares more about your neighbor's favor and his feelings than his salvation, more about recycling than abortion, more about defending the honor of the home team than the honor of the Creator, is not true Christianity. If it is by the finger of God that Jesus drives out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. And if you have a more laid-back Lord, then your demons don't have to be quite as controlling either. Or at least, you can pretend that they are innocuous because they seem so subtle. The demons who entice with the sins of greed or lust or self-indulgence or pride, they want you to believe in this laid-back Jesus who loves you just the way you are and to forget his warning about what happens to divided kingdoms so that you can divide your attention between the Lord and the devil. So repent. Repent of thinking that lukewarm Christianity will not cause the Lord to spit you out of his mouth. Repent of letting the devil entice you into sin without realizing that he is the strong man who will claim you as his own if he can. Repent of supposing that Jesus wants more to be your buddy than your Savior and your Lord. The devil is indeed the strong man, but Jesus came casting out demons. Thanks be to God that for as close as they were, the Pharisees were dead wrong. Not by the power of Satan, but by the very finger of God, Jesus drove out demons. The strong man sought to guard the palace of the world, but the stronger man was born with human flesh to enter into the palace. And yet, this one who came wielding all 10 fingers of God, driving out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, despite all of his miraculous activity, hardly seemed like the one to overthrow the strong man. In fact, it seemed like he was beaten by the strong man when he was flogged by Roman soldiers, nailed to a cross, and put to death by crucifixion. The one who wielded the finger of God against the strong man, Satan, seemed to be crushed by that very finger of God, judged as a sinner, forsaken on the cross by his Father. But the moment of his death, the very moment, with all 10 fingers and the rest of his body bound to the Roman instrument of death torture, the moment of his death is the moment of his triumph over the strong man, the prince of the world, the devil. By the finger of God, by the power of God in human flesh, God with hands and fingers that were nailed to a cross, Jesus drove out the devil, broke the power of his kingdom eternally. The kingdom of God has come among you. When the sinless Son of God died, punished by God in the place of sinners, the strong man was defeated. No longer could the strong man lay claim to those whom the Lord claimed as his own, those whom he has redeemed, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that they may be his own. Ransomed them from the power of sin, death, and the devil. So no longer can the strong man accuse before God, the judge, those who by their sin cut themselves off from this righteous judge. In the courtroom of heaven, the mouth of the accuser, the strong man, is silenced by the blood of Jesus. He has nothing to say, not against you. The stronger one had prevailed through weakness, through his death. His innocent suffering and death left the devil without any accusation against those for whom the stronger one, Jesus Christ, has died. By the finger of God, Jesus defeated the devil, and the kingdom of God has come among you. His death has paid the price for your captivity to sin, for your bondage to death, your slavery to the devil. His blood has cleansed you from all of your fence sitting. The very finger of God has driven out the demons who afflicted you and would have enslaved you with sin forever. In holy baptism, though you saw only a man's hand and heard a man's voice, the very finger of God pierced into this world in the means of water and sent the devil fleeing, driving him out. By his mighty intervention, the devil and all of his works and all of his ways are renounced and destroyed. At the font, the finger of God breaks into your time and space. The one who by the finger of God drove out demons, who was by the finger of God punished for the sins of the world, shatters the strong man's reign. He overcomes the strong man, crushes his armor, plunders his spoil. You belong to your Lord. By the finger of God, Jesus drove out the devil and marked you as his own with the sign of his holy cross. The kingdom of God has come to you. And because you have belonged to him, because he has claimed you to be his own in the waters of holy baptism, the Lord is zealous to guard and to defend you. He will not lose those who belong to him. The mighty finger of God continues to intervene in your life, crushing the devil, overpowering the world, destroying your sinful flesh in the words of holy absolution, continuing to shut up the devil's lies and accusations against you. Though you hear a man's voice and feel a man's hand upon your forehead, in holy absolution, it is the very finger of God that drives out demons, that makes the sign of the cross over you as your pastor pronounces you forgiven. Blessed are you who hear the word of God and keep it, as the finger of God pierces through heaven and earth to deliver faith and the forgiveness of sins every time his word is proclaimed. And in the Lord's Holy Supper, the very finger of God, the power of God in the flesh, in the midst of this world, drives away the devil with his lying and deceiving, with all of his false accusations against you. Here, the Lord, with his very real body and blood in the simple forms of bread and wine, the same Lord who drove out demons, not by the power of Beelzebul, but by the very finger of God, the power of God in the flesh, gives to you his body and blood to drive out demons, to keep the tempter and his temptations at bay, to forgive your sins. In his church, God is daily and richly forgiving your sins, driving out demons by the very finger of God. By the finger of God, Jesus continues to keep the devil at bay. By the finger of God, the powerful work of God to intervene, the Lord preserves you in his kingdom. The kingdom of God has come among you, and you belong to your Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.